And one of the things that he brings in to our lives continually that we can constantly be thankful for is family. Family is so absolutely precious. It's always great to know that you have family to come back to. You have family that you can laugh with, cry with, whatever you do. It's important to recognize how important family is. And it's important to recognize how important the family of God is. It's so important to be connected in that way. And we pray that our body will be grow in that connection, grow in understanding one another so that we'll always be there for one another. And Isaiah 58:12 says, "Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." In other words, we are to be a people to restore the path that leads people to righteousness, that leads people out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light. We want to be a people who are making sure that we keep that in good shape, that which is used by God, in order to be a demonstration to the world that the kingdom of God is among them. We have to be a people who are making sure that there is no break in the bridge. And I believe that the bridge, for the most part, is often the church, because it's the church that brings message to the world, and it is the church that receives people when they come to Christ. Psalms 97:2 says, "Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteous and justice are the foundation of his throne." We claim that the presence of God is within us, so therefore righteous and justice should be a part of the church that we're involved in. In other words, we don't just wink at something that's wrong. We have to address it. And we must have that voice. We must continue to speak out. You and I are meant to set the standard for society in our right living. And we want to extend grace to anybody, no matter what they have done. John 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." In other words, it's not good enough just to say I love God and live the way we want to. You know, if our want to is contrary to the word of God, then that's not good enough. We must take his word and run with it. So look what the Lord has done. Be thankful for what the Lord has done. He has given us life. He has brought us to life. And he said, "Lest, sin no more, lest a worse thing could come upon you." Now that's quite a warning. What is the commandment of God? Very simple. Stop sinning. Call in the body of Christ to be able to pray with you. They won't shun you. They'll do everything you can to help you out. The church is a safe place to come. If you are a sinner and you're having a difficult time, the church is a safe place to come to be able to share so that you can get prayer in that particular area so you can be delivered. The church is here to help you get set free. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. So if we're caught in sin, we have death all over us. And you and I are called to take off those grave clothes, take off those death clothes that are on individuals and set them free. When you're in need, the church is a wonderful place to run to. The only time that you run to it should not be when you're in need. When the church is together and united, it is powerful. The Lord is forming a body who are united in the things of God, who honor him by honoring one another in the church. He's getting us into a place that he's going to pour out his power like we've never seen before. A church that is not riddled by the things of this world or held back by sin, but a church that is determined to walk in holiness, that is on a path to holiness, that is pursuing holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Now, factually, the holiness of God have been placed upon us through the blood of Jesus Christ, and he has made us righteous. We know that. If you've given your life to Christ, you are born again, and your spirit is brand new. But after that happens, it's up to you what you feed your spirit from then on. God has placed something in you, individual, that he wants to express to the world that nobody else can express. And if you are not seeking the holiness of God to live right before him, then you are giving God a difficult time to express what he wants to express through you. If we can express Jesus the way he really is to the world will run to Jesus because they'll see how magnificent he is. I believe as the Holy Spirit comes upon us in power, he will bring us into a unity together where he will demonstrate who he is to the world. You shall receive power from on high when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.